from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. My question here, and somebody just already texted a response, a unique motivational tool the Rangers are using. And then I just kind of asked, is anybody already out on the Rangers? Because I had some other things that I wanted to talk about as well. And then the first text I saw, I'll always love and be invested in my Rangers, Kevin. Never, ever quit. And
we've been Rangers fans our whole lives, and we've experienced very bad Rangers baseball.
Born and raised here in the Metroplex, and that's where I fall as well. But you do kind of have to look at the 0.2 odds to make the playoffs, and you're like, you have a 1 in 500 chance, essentially, of getting it done. So it is tough right now. But I like what Kirby Yates said. This is how he's going to try to motivate the people. First he gave you the very basic, I think as a team, it is what it is at this point.
It is.
But then he said, here's how he stays motivated. Individually, I think, look, you got baseball cards. Your numbers go on the back of those baseball cards. So essentially what he's saying is you could start out the season incredibly, but if you slow down, that'll be reflected on the baseball card. Or maybe you really struggle to start the season out, and then you can still turn it on even in these, you know, last 31 games or whatever it is, and that'll be reflected on the baseball card. So I like that he's like, kids are looking at this, adults are looking at this, your stats will be on that baseball card forever. That is what is going
to
motivate
the card. And I know this is you, Kevin, you're really trying to drive home that cards are still thriving and everything. I get what you're doing here.
As much as Stephen King.
That just as much as that, though, is a yes, everybody sees and knows. Those numbers also are in the next contract.
Sure.
Like, and so which, like, probably that's really important. That for him, like, that's the big deal. But he's right. I mean, what do we hear about players all the time? The football players, they don't want to put out bad film. They don't want anybody to have a piece of film that they can go, yeah, but your player this. And so when it comes to these statistics, when it comes to Scott Boras trying to go after it, they want to look at ultimately what was your season like. That was why Rougned Odor always looked good, right? Because at the end of the year, you'd go, God, he has 30 home runs, and he, you know, ultimately
the situations they came in
got it up to 220, and you know, and like you were always like, okay, but. But the reality was he was missing there were big voids in Rougned Odor throughout the season. But I'm totally about that, man. If I would love nothing more than that whole room of players to be sitting there going, you know what? I want my baseball card to be the most sought after Rangers baseball card this year. And for like that to be a big factor, even if it's silly to the rest of the world, if it's something that's important in that room, then it's going to be important to all those guys, and they're going to fight after it.
Now, Bochy wasn't talking about it necessarily from the baseball card perspective, but he did say this. It's important for these guys. Yeah, you're always playing for your team and everything, but you have to look at yourself too. A lot can be forgotten earlier in the year with your struggles if you finish strong.
That's true.
And I wonder for how many people who are like, you know, trying to make sure they keep a place on this roster next year or as a starter next year, that same kind of logic follows through.
Well, hell, Kevin, this 0.2%, if it turned into 100% out of nowhere,
it would be incredible.
Wouldn't we all sit back and go, we were wrong about this team the entire season until when it mattered the most, because, and then you would just believe that they're going to win the World Series again, because that's what this team does.
I would absolutely think that.
So Bochy's completely right. The averages do, you know, balance out at some point for you.
Now, if we could stay in the collectible world for just one second, did you see that Babe Ruth's called shot World Series jersey sold for $24.12 million?
That is a lot for a baseball jersey. But it's... Kevin, as I've said about the book industry, the art industry, and the wine industry, why did it sell for that
it's
much?
About the story.
That story is the most important thing. And a story that Babe Ruth actually just kind of acknowledged was real, because reporters were like, hey, this is what's happening. And Babe Ruth was like, yep, sure it was.
Yeah.
Maybe it didn't even really happen that way, but it's one of the most historic moments in baseball.
Well, and this price on it makes it the world's most valuable piece of sports memorabilia, which is pretty incredible to me. Like, I know we joked that one time a survey said the most valuable would be the golf ball hit off the moon, and I'm like, sure,
yeah,
if you could find that sport just floating around in outer space or whatever. Sure.
Is it still out there?
I mean, it's still out there somewhere. Where else would it go?
Do you think space is like a huge box, and that we're like we're just floating around in a box, or do you think it's infinite?
No, I think it goes past any comprehension I have of space.
Okay, so you don't
know
have
if it's
it. Okay,
necessarily infinite, but it goes past any comprehension of space that I could conceivably imagine.
You don't feel like we could just fall off of space, though, right?
I do not.
At some point, we're going to get to a secondary area of space.
Yes,
yeah, a polygon.
I am not concerned about that. I've never thought about that.
But
to be fair, I've never even been in space, so I haven't been faced with these quandaries. If I was going up into space, then I would talk with some more like expert people and be like,
hey, in space?
Yeah, no. Before I go to space, I would just be like, okay, hey, I'm not just going to like fall out of the universe, right?
Good question.
Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You should probably not be going to space. All right. Another Rangers note for you,
Kevin.
Yes.
Update.
Oh, is it about Babe Ruth?
No.
Okay.
The Cowboys have released.
Okay, tell me.
According to Calvin Watkins, Tyron Billy Johnson.
Oh, T-Billy?
T-Billy is no longer a Cowboy, according to Calvin Watkins. And that's unfortunate, because we interviewed him. So that's just another one on our ledger that of our interviews that have gone south.
At least
they're going to start avoiding us.
We sought this one out.
We did.
And he did talk about like how much he just wanted it.
He did.
And that's not always enough.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted is I've tried so many times. You know, it's time for me to stick on a team. It just wasn't enough for him. You're right about that, man.
That sucks.
That being said, back to the Babe Ruth thing.
Yeah, no, I'm disappointed about that. We got a chance to talk with him in Oxnard. He was a really nice guy. He had a sweet chain.
That was an awesome chain, yes.
All right, Jacob deGrom has his second rehab start tomorrow. And the word was that his return to the Rangers is, quote, on the horizon, and that Josh Spores could be back in another day or two. But you need another quality rehab start to keep moving along the process for Jacob deGrom. And I'm not saying you should have this hope, because I told you, 0.2%. But if you still have a hope that the Rangers are going to make the playoffs, you're going to need Jacob deGrom to help you out with those hopes.
Yeah, I agree with you completely on that. I also stick to, for anybody that's concerned about it, like, why would you even throw him out there? He's reached that point in his rehab. This is what he is supposed to be doing to ensure that the surgery went well and that everything is rocking along. So like it's important for that, but it's also important for him to get this time and then have a complete off season.
True.
To kind of go through that. So he's not rehabbing in the off season. He's ready to go into the off season, have a good one, and start next season. Okay. That's really the hope there. Cause I mean, if anything, if you're looking at this year and it's like, it's done, then next season is important for Boach. and important for a lot of the people that are still going to be on this roster.
And by the way, I do see multiple people texting in or now,
come on, guys, it's flat space out there.
Yeah, getting us back up on the YouTube that are like, you're literally in space right now. That's a fair point.
That's fact. On the you're back right. of a turtle.
The Earth is in space. I guess I just don't frequently think about it like that unless I listen to the Flaming Lips song. But then I think about it. But other than that, I don't ever think about the fact that we're just floating through space right
we're
now.
We're just whipping around fast, really fast around space, dude. Just a bunch of knuckleheads out here.
My brain cannot comprehend things that
standing big. On a rock that's flying around
I know.
In space.
I my brain cannot comprehend those things. All right, go ahead and give me that cut number 18, because what I want to know is are you following this historical chase?
Any base hit'll do. First pitch. Fly ball, right center field. Series going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. 40-40! Walk-off grand slam! No way! What a moment! History!
Now, Shohei Ohtani decided to pull this off in the most spectacular way possible, and that is by hitting a home run to join the 40-40 club. Here are the other members. Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, Ronald Acuna Jr., Jose Canseco, Alfonso Soriano. Alfonso Soriano accomplished this feat the fastest ever at 147 games. Shohei just accomplished it in 126 games.
The other thing, too, I want to confirm this.
50-50?
I think
that's what I want to talk
about. He also had pitched a bullpen that day. So, like, in addition to this, now he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, the arm's getting ready to start pitching again. So don't forget about that part.
So that's a positive for him. The negative? Jose Siri said he had no idea of the significance of the ball, and he just threw it to a fan.
Oh, no!
And he goes, yeah, we just got walked off, so I just threw the ball to a fan.
Would have done the same thing.
Because you didn't think about it, right? Because you're like, it's just we got walked off, but whoever got that ball... Good for you.
Gosh.
Good for you indeed. But now, are you invested at all in Shohei Ohtani's pursuit of becoming the first ever 50-50 player? Because right now he's on pace for 51 home runs and 50 stolen bases. So he'd be the first 50-50 person ever. Or are you equally in on the Aaron Judge pursuit of right now he's on pace for 63 home runs? Do either one of those runs do anything for you?
Well, yes, I have on the wall. Aaron Judge cannot do it. He can't get to 63, so I do not want that to
happen.
That's
the wall of takes.
And then, Kevin, with Shohei, I'm really looking forward to the first ever 50-50, maybe next year, 50-50 and 50 wins. Like that, how amazing would that be since nobody's ever had 50 wins before?
That would be the most incredible feat in the history of any organized professional sports. 50-50-50, that would be, you save me with Wilt Chamberlain, whether it's the sex or the points. This would be the most amazing feat ever achieved by an athlete.
Kevin, I'd also like to point out another update. Calvin Watkins is reporting that the Cowboys have released wide receiver Deonte Burnett.
Okay.
Did you ever hear Deonte Burnett's name?
If T-Billy wasn't going to make it, it makes sense. I was listening for, like, is it a Jalen Cropper or something along those lines?
Do you think it's just going to be wide receivers today?
Probably
and then
not.
Tomorrow it's going to be.
But when you said another wide receiver, I was like, okay, let's see. But yes, that makes a lot of sense to me. Are you guys in on either Shohei or Aaron Judge's pursuit of history? I know you said you don't want...
Yes.
Judge to do it.
Yeah, I'm interested so that I can put a hex on it to happen. All right. Okay. So if that's okay. And I'm also interested in Shohei's pursuit. Like this is whenever I went to that game and watched him pitch as an angel, I got to think, man, I'm watching an amazing baseball player and do both of the best things that he's at. And so I absolutely want to see the greatest at what they do the best thing they possibly can.
Now, multiple people have weighed in and said, does Corey have to spin the wheel if he does get to 63? Mm. Because if so, then they're more invested in Aaron Judge than Shohei Ohtani.
Where are we at right now?
From the 972, 50-50 is much more impressive. Fair. And then somebody texted this in. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. Kevin, where does space end and when did time begin? Boom.
Chicken. Egg.
I guess I'm not prepared to think through all of those big questions.
You can't even answer where all the roads came from.
Yeah. If you want to find my stoner question, it always goes back to this. You think about how long it takes to like add to a road or construction. Like, how did we get all of the roads? Like, if it takes that long for just this one, like
35 has been under construction
exactly,
my whole life.
Forever. And it's just, how did they do it? It's because they're like, hey, we're never going to have more than this many people, which probably at the time was a fair thought. And now you look at it and you're like, hey, thanks a lot, Jack Nuts. You really could have made all these highways six lanes to begin with, but
you chose not
to. That would have felt foolish at the time.
It would have been foolish, honestly.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what is behind the Cowboys organization and the fans' fascination with Trey Lance? 877-881-1053. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Left to right, there's an RPO, and Lance kept it in a block downfield, and he's still going. And Lance down the left sideline. Lance to the pylon, and Trey Lance took it all the way.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That highlight right there is probably a big reason. But we asked the question, what is behind the Cowboys organization and the fans' fascination with Trey Lance? 877-881-1053. Because throughout training camp, there's a lot of discussion about Trey Lance. But it felt like after the first game, but definitely after the second game, they were like, oh, what about Trey Lance? Obviously, yesterday or on Saturday, Trey Lance was a huge talking point. We'll get to that in a minute. What about Trey Lance? He's the third string quarterback.
Backup quarterback's the most famous quarterback.
But he's the backup to the backup.
Your starter is garbage, right? Anything that's unknown is going to be better. Like, that's just the way that it is, Kevin.
Okay.
It's been that way for decades.
Okay.
Remember when we were like, Quincy Carter, not going to cut it. We need Anthony Wright in there. And then we saw what Anthony Wright could do, and we were like, all right, never mind. Let's try another option here. And that's just, like, that is a reality in that a lot of fans are like, whatever we have right now is not working because it hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Even if it's very good. Dak is very good. But fans are like, hey, I want to replace him. So, now, the fascination is I just wanted to know what the guy does. Like, okay, what does he do well? I think I finally got to see the running aspect of
it.
That was a big factor. And I saw him lead a couple of very long drives that I was like, okay, that was pretty good, too. That touchdown drive that he led, I thought was really nice. Nice throw there, too. But, you know, it just what got proven to me, which I think if you're not going to play your starters at all in the preseason, then you have to know what your backups are. We got to see he's not ready to play in the NFL. He still has a lot of work to do. And if a team is willing to say, you know what, I think the running is electric, I'm willing to give him that time because we have the reps for him here, then you make a trade with any team that says, that offers you something, anything pretty much at this point. Honestly, because I don't know if you're going to be able to turn him into anything more if you're planning on keeping Dak around.
If I told you that right now, the Cowboys get offered a fourth round pick and Jerry turns it down.
I would be upset with him for that.
Okay.
But if he got offered a sixth round pick and he turned it down, in Jerry's mind, it's, well, I gave a fourth round up.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be wrong about my assessment of the player.
Sure.
So that's when, and you're a lot of times, Kevin, Jerry does talk about this a lot, and it has to do with the Parcells approach too. If they were a first round pick, they were a first round pick for a reason.
Yeah.
And if I'm getting them for a fourth, then that's a steal to me. That's what the way Jerry looks at it.
So Jerry had a lot of fascinating things to say in the post game. First of all, somebody asked him, do you have any regrets about trading a fourth round pick for Trey Lance? The scouting department's about to take it on the chin with this one. For a fourth round pick? Are you kidding me? Although we did get Dak with our second fourth round pick, but we've had some that didn't play in the fourth round too. It kind of felt like he really devalued day three of the draft right there when he was like, for a fourth round pick? Are you kidding me? And
well, because he had the vision. I mean, he turned his Cowboys from, what, a $100 million investment to a $10 billion investment. So he's like, no, my investment should be going up, not down.
Okay.
Or staying the same.
And so cut number 21. This is, as you'd probably guess, kind of a longer cut. But we're going to play this following this other thing from Jerry. He was talking about Trey Lance, and he said, I hate that those five interceptions are going to be a stat on a game that I couldn't have asked for more reps in a better situation to watch him play.
I think he's right about that. That part right there.
Okay.
I want to isolate what you just read.
Yep.
Because I agree with him. We invested in him, and we're never going to see him play a regular season game unless something bad has happened.
Agreed.
He does not have the repetitions in game to actually be productive. So what we were able to give him was very important to him and to us in our assessment of him.
So
I agree with that.
He goes on to say, but I'm glad that you said that. That's what I wanted to hear. He needed that because the one thing he's missing more than anything, to your point, Corey, is the lack of reps and much less NFL reps. Certainly we're planning on him being on the roster for sure. I get that. Here's the next part. I think the main thing is improvement from over the last 6 weeks. That's impressive. Very impressive. What you're looking for is the arrow going up, and it's going up dramatically for Trey Lance, really every practice and every game. All right. I can only speak for the stuff I've seen, whether in person or obviously on social media. I saw multiple times his arrow did not go up from practice to practice, let alone dramatically go up. If he's saying from where we started to where we are now, I get that. But when he says it dramatically goes up every practice, every game, we thought he played better on Saturday than he did the week before. Because I just feel like that is disingenuous.
He started.
He did.
And that was something that we hadn't seen. So yeah, he definitely got that. I would say I disagree with the dramatic part of it.
Okay.
If anything, anytime his arrow went up, it went back down for something. And that's okay. That's the inconsistency that comes along with it. He is clearly not what we didn't get to see in college, and what we haven't been able to see for his entire rookie contract. There is what exactly what we were going, man, is he that or is he the other side of it? And so far, he is not the other side of it.
Now, if you didn't listen to the game right here on 105.3 The Fan, you might have missed out on one of the big things. Trey Lance also fumbled the ball twice. But cut number 21, this is what caught people's attention.
Third and three in the middle of the blue star at the 50 on a rollout. Lance's pass is intercepted and picked off by Tony Jefferson. Trey Lance at quarterback. Davis next to him, back looking right, standing, running. Moving in the pocket, throwing in the end zone, intercepted. Third and four, snapping the gun. Lance throws a bullet, tipped and intercepted. At the 20, coming down the left side to the 15, and running right over Lance for the touchdown, Tre'Mon Morris-Brad. Snap back on third and four. Pressured, Lance escapes to his right, throws out of desperation, a silly catch, and then a steal for an interception. That's a really nice play. Even though the ball maybe shouldn't have been thrown.
No, that's not a play that Trey Lance wants to make right there.
Wheels down the side. It's intercepted in the end zone. And he taken. The game's over.
So the five interceptions are what caught people's attention. Now, I'm sure the Rams would argue, like the Cowboys would argue with what happened with Stetson Bennett. They're like, hey, we wanted to see him get the time.
Yeah, we wanted to see him throw the ball down the field. There's still, Kevin, that's where the assessment of, I still haven't seen him make good decisions downfield. Like there's a lot of...
You heard that on the fourth one, yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of those moments where you're like, he's still holding on to the ball more than I'd like him to. I want him to play the quarterback position. And so, yeah, those turnovers, that's what the other thing Jerry was talking about. It's unfortunate that that's going to be the story where they may have gone, we just want to see this bit of progress, and maybe they saw it. Maybe they saw it on the touchdown drive. They were like, all right, that's good. That's the quality we were looking for. Hey, go take some risks. But it was, Kevin, it was the rollout for a short pass that Tony Jefferson picks off. Yeah. You're like, whoa, that was a bad throw, dude.
Yeah.
And so those are the little things that you're like, oh, man.
So the feedback we've gotten has kind of fallen into two categories, which is sort of what I think we both thought how it was going to fall. And because I don't mean this to bash Trey Lance. I'm just fascinated by how much people are following this saga. And here are the answers. These are the two most prevalent answers above everything else. From the 972, I honestly don't think it's a fascination with Lance. It's a fascination with anything that's not a $60 million quarterback that you know you probably won't win a Super Bowl with. From the 214, some people hate Dak, and then other are intrigued by Lance's potential. He was a top three pick. From the 214, give Lance time and a starting line, wide receiver, running back, and his ability to move, then how good could he be? Lance is still insanely young with little playing time. So it seems like it boils down to two things. People who don't like Dak, or don't like, maybe it's just don't like the price tag on Dak.
Yeah, or feel like his career, you're like, okay, we're done with that project.
Okay.
Let's move on to another project.
And then the other part is what you said about, hey, he went number three for a reason, lots of potential. My concern, let's talk about the potential part first. My concern is I just want to know more about how the Cowboys think that will be realized with them. Because Trey Lance is out of contract once the season's up, right? And barring something terrible, we do not expect to see him on the field probably at all this
season.
Well,
Kevin, being a Cowboy gets you other things that you don't get anywhere else in the NFL. So he'll sign here for cheaper because, I mean, look at CD.
Yeah,
CD's clearly holding out.
Working out with him on CD.
Going to have to deal with the cheaper contract.
As the rumblings continue that they're less than $1 million apart.
That's it?
Yep.
So he needs another Tom Thumb commercial is what you're saying.
You know what? Maybe so. But how are the Cowboys going to realize the benefit to that? So what that would mean, to get the benefit of that, that means you would have to give Trey Lance a contract at the end of the year.
Significant contract?
I don't think so, but I'm not entirely sure how to start that metric because I know some people will be like, oh, you saw what happened with Jordan Love. Not this contract, but the one before that when he had only played a little. Well, that's still more than Trey Lance is going to play. Is Trey Lance going to be willing to sign for, I don't know, let's just say like $3 million or somewhere around what you've been paying Cooper Rush? Or do you think he's going to go somewhere that are like, hey, we'll give you $3 million base guaranteed, but we'll add a lot more if you think you can win the starting job.
So let me ask you this. In that little phrase that you just said there, Kevin, I'm just going to assume this. You don't want to have invested all this time in getting him here,
exactly.
And now somebody's going to work with him on the cheap.
Exactly.
They're going to have a potential starting quarterback on the cheap.
Exactly. Because what I think is maybe the Cowboys envision that they could eventually trade him for another draft pick. All right, great. Well, if you're going to be able to do that, you're going to have to give him a contract at some point, unless you think magically he's going to get all of this experience out on the field during this season. So that's what I just don't totally understand, because I still think in the back of my mind, and I know we can ask Jerry this, we can ask Steven this, I don't predict either one of them will be like, well, you figured it out. I still think that Trey Lance is really there, not only as a developmental quarterback, but as somebody that they're going to pitch the hope for in case this Dak contract doesn't work out. Because you think about it, if Dak walks, they're in a lot of trouble on the salary cap. They're going to be out $40 million for Dak either way. But then you can be like, hey, it's only $44 million because we got Trey Lance and we're only paying him X amount of dollars. and he was a number three pick. That's higher than Dak. That's amazing. Blah, 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 blah. I still think that's the real reason he's here.
Well, and you want to add some more to that. Well, if that's the case, if Dak doesn't get the job done, doesn't secure a contract for the future, and they do turn to this, it's a possibility McCarthy's not here.
I would agree with
that. And then you're tying your quarterback to a new head coach, and are you saying we're winning right now, or are you saying we're going to draft a couple times? We need to have another couple bad seasons, draft a little bit, let this coach build his thing from the bottom up, and we're going to move on here. Having CeeDee Lamb around, would that be a benefit or would that be a problem? If he's got this big old contract and you're trying to build with youth. So, I mean, there is a lot that this season is riding on, Kevin, for a lot of people, for a lot of players in this.
And to go along with all of this from the 469, I'm going to read this for a very specific reason.
I don't agree.
Okay, but hold on one second because I'm with you on that. From the 469, Lance is one of the worst Cowboys trades ever. Thankfully, they only gave up a fourth round, but massive overpay, wasted roster spot, and cap space. Here's why I wanted to read that. It also came up from Mac Engel at the Fort Worth Star Telegram. And I know I like Mac a lot. I know sometimes he will write some more inflammatory things to get the people invested. But it says, unofficial results are in. Dallas Cowboys trade for Trey Lance is a far-reaching disaster. And it gets mentioned in the same breath to kick off the article as Joey Galloway and Roy Williams. And I disagree with that a lot because it was a fourth-round pick. Like, that's a valuable asset, but it wasn't Joey Galloway.
Picks.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It just wasn't. I don't think this, even if Trey Lance never does anything and he leaves and whatever, I don't think this is anywhere near those other ones.
Well, that's not the one. Yeah, somebody said, wow, worse than Roy Williams? No, I don't agree.
Yeah, no, I do not agree with
that. But the other one that I didn't agree with, Kevin, Lance would have minimal interest on the open market. I don't know about minimal.
I think NFL teams all work the same, and they're like, well, they couldn't figure it out because they can't develop.
I think there's about 15 teams that would probably say we would like to take on the project. I don't know what his asking price is. I don't know what kind of leverage he has.
It's very high.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know how his agent would pitch that other than he can run. He's a dynamic athlete. He's right there on the cusp. He's ready for it. You know, that's how I'm selling it if I'm an agent. But I don't think it would be minimal interest because, again, quarterbacks are hard to find. And they would probably look at it and say, hey, this one we can do something with. We can fix him.
There's a whole lot of feedback on this, which I think feeds into my very beginning question of why the fascination with Trey Lance, because it seems like we all agree the fascination is there from the team, from the fans. People want to see what's going to happen with him.
Is the how much of the fascination is Cowboys quarterback? Because Cowboys quarterback is always a topic.
I agree.
How much of it is Trey Lance's because he's the Cowboys quarterback? Locally, I think you're going to talk about it anyway.
I think that's part of it. I also think people are waiting one way or another to talk about how the Cowboys pulled it off or blew it.
Yep.
Exactly. And so, like, I don't know which direction it's going to go, but you know there are people who are waiting to be like, holy crap, the Cowboys did it. They took something the 49ers couldn't do jack with, and they made him a starting quarterback in the NFL. Or there's just as many, if not more, people waiting for this, you know, Star Telegram column of good call, moron. Like, I'm not saying that's what I think, but I think that's what people are sitting back and thinking. And then there's a whole other contingent that are saying, could that have been our starting running back? You know, I know we talked about that with Leifau as well, but could that have been another spot for your starting running back, and how's that going to impact this season?
Never.
That will never come up?
No, because it was always Zeke, Kevin. It was always Zeke.
Okay, I guess that is possible.
Oh, here it is from the 817. Kevin, it's a fourth round pick that should have been your starting running back in Trey Benson.
There you go. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Mike is out today, which means it's time for AM on the FM.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Oh, Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
See, Mike's still here in spirit.
And he's not wrong. I need to be quiet sometimes. It is AM on the FM right here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. We got the question of the day coming up here in just a moment. Some fun stories to get to and some sound as well from this past weekend of week zero college football action that we're going to get to here in just a second. The Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line is 877-881-1053. The Twitch and YouTube as well. Want to hear from you to answer today's question of the day, and we'll get to the announcement as well. But the question of the day.
Sorry.
I bet some people know it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been publicized, but some people aren't on social media. So do want to reiterate for some people. But the question of the day today is inspired by the international holiday. It is International Dog Day. So shout out to all the dogs, I guess. The question of the day is, what is your favorite fictional pet and or animal? 877-881-1053.
I feel like I'm going to combo this up. If I can say Scooby-Doo is my favorite and Scrappy-Doo is my least favorite, that's...
I like it.
Oh, man, Scrappy's awesome.
Scrappy-Doo is the worst. He is the Joey-Rachel relationship of cartoons. Just the drizzling S.
Joey-Rachel?
Yeah.
He was never trying to hook up with... or they were never on a break.
No, but they try to push that as a relationship.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And everyone was like, what I want.
I loved when Scrappy came into the picture, man. I thought it was fantastic.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you like the Great Gazoo?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to bounce from cartoon to cartoon and see if you like these other, like, fairly not appreciated cartoon characters.
Number one, Snoopy. Snoopy is my greatest of all time pet. I always loved Charlie Brown, always will.
That's a good one.
I would like to say honorable mention, Perry the Platypus.
Okay.
Perry the Platypus.
My apologies.
That was solid.
Spit that one out.
Solid.
The worst, Lassie.
What?
Yeah, Lassie was just the worst, dude. It was in black and white. Nobody wanted to watch that. I mean, we already got that with Leave It to Beaver, and now we got to deal with another one.
So you like Scrappy Doo,
and somehow this kid can just tell.
Lassie?
Oh, somebody's stuck in the well? Like, how? Because he's barking? Ridiculous.
Okay. I'm sorry. Did you say dog or animal?
It could be any animal.
Okay. Hey, I do want to add this,
though. I'm going to change my answer, then. I'm ready to change
it. I do want to add this. Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon.
Solid.
It's pretty badass.
Yes.
Like, can you imagine having a dragon that you could fly around on as a pet? I'd do it.
If I told you I've never seen a How to Train Your Dragon movie, what would your thoughts be about that?
You should reassess your life.
Yeah. Twice.
And watch it with baby Noah.
Okay.
Whenever he can watch movies.
Now, I'm thinking about changing my answer because somebody texted this in. From the 214, it's Falcor from The Neverending Story. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Go on YouTube. I don't know if I'm going to get the exact wording right, but like...
When he gets his ear scratched.
Yeah, it's something like Falcor shouldn't be around near kids, or Falcor is a pervert.
I brought that up to Kevin one day.
Something
like
that.
I was like, listen to this.
And it changed. Corey ruined that part of the movie for me. He really did. And so... Now when I see Falcor, I don't think, hey, he can help. I'm like, you should keep that person away from that thing away from kids. So that's your fault, Corey. Mm-hmm. You did that.
Well, I wanted to point the truth out for you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Yeah. It was hard. I needed to hear it.
Truth hurts sometimes. From the 940, Goddard from Jimmy Neutron. That's a solid one. The robot dog. I loved him. But let's see. Brian from Pinky and the Brain from the 214.
I like this.
I did see a bunch on the YouTube. Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Clifford.
Okay.
Nobody's able to feed that dog.
Yeah. So he doesn't make a lot of sense, does he?
No. You know, nobody has a... If you live in the country, you might have a big enough backyard for him. All right? But other than that, you're not keeping that dog in the city.
Here's my question about that. Because we've been reading a lot of Clifford books. And I guess I didn't realize at first that he got so big because of how much love he got.
It's amazing.
But does that mean they stop loving him? Because he gets big and then he never gets any bigger. Is that an analogy for something else? You know?
I don't know what you're talking about, Kevin. Why don't you use your words to explain it?
So I'm just saying. So what they're saying for Clifford the Big Red Dog is when you love it, it gets bigger.
Uh-huh.
But it can only get to so a certain big, yeah. size, and it's never going to get any bigger than that.
If only he was blue. Make a lot more sense.
Why doesn't that dog ever get any bigger?
I mean.
Did you just say dog?
Yes.
This is an intriguing conversation that I think we need to do a study on this, if we're being honest. Buju.com, promo code RJ.
They're talking about a cartoon dog.
You know, the thing about Pluto is it always seemed like he created more problems than he's helped solve. He had a good heart. Like, we all love Pluto, right? He was a good dog.
Sure.
Digging for bones. Like, what could go wrong? But he always created more problems, is where I was always thinking.
You know what I like, though, is eventually Mickey and crew came around in terms of the timing of their life, and they built in some extra time for these shenanigans. Because, like, they were like, look, something's going to happen. It's like when Steve needed to get the mail on Blue's Clues. He knew.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just get the mail. You have to go through, like, this whole thing of BS.
How am I going to get the
mail?
And what's just my first clue?
Yeah.
Is Tigger?
He's an animal.
He's an animal. All right. Yeah. Even though he's not a real animal, because no tiger has a bouncy tail. But
he's part tiger and part, like, he can't just be a tiger because he says he's the only one.
I mean, he's a stuffed animal, Kevin.
Okay,
ultimately, that's fair. That's the reality that Christopher Robin's living in here. What about Heathcliff and Garfield? Those two. Garfield made me hate Mondays for no reason. Like, I didn't know that Mondays were the worst until Garfield came along and told me Mondays are the worst.
I feel like I grew up and matured a lot faster than I should have because of Garfield, because I just instantly hated waking up, you know, in the morning, like, oh, I got stuff to do.
Yeah.
You crave lasagna all the time.
I wanted my own tray of lasagna. I felt like it was important to have one at some point.
This is serious.
Daily.
Mom's coming out and she's cutting off a little square of lasagna for you. And I'm like, I'm supposed to get the whole tray. I saw Garfield this morning.
Okay. What do you think? I don't know when it would have happened. Do you think there's ever a spike in lasagna sales?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Or the ingredients to make lasagna.
Yeah. Like the pre-cooked sheets.
Yeah.
You know, the little Barilla boxes. Sure.
What about Flipper?
It's a dolphin, dude.
Yeah.
How, like, most of our lives are spent on land. How often am I going to need this dolphin to help me with stuff?
So you think Alex's question of the day should be limited to land animals for, you've got reasons.
And there's also lots of reasons with the whole dolphin situation that we've learned about and what their attacks.
That is true.
On human women.
I've said too much.
And men.
Yeah, I did see a couple texts that said Gary the snail is goated. He absolutely is. Yeah, because he says one thing and one thing only. Got his girl stolen from him in one episode, too, by, like, a really handsome snail that I really appreciated because that was just, like, a reflection of real life.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Foghorn Leghorn is not a good animal or pet.
Man. He's fun to talk like, though.
How does he talk again?
Wait, isn't he the boy? I said boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the 972, dolphin meat skyrocketed when Flipper came out.
No. No one just has wrong. Eaten. Well, they probably have. No one listening
Burger King
now
sales went up.
Has ever eaten a dolphin.
Speak for yourself.
Not that I know of. But didn't they always say that dolphins would get stuck in the net and they'd just be like, throw them in with the rest of the albacore?
What about Air Buds? Somebody's upset. They said that's disrespectful. This is sports
team. Look.
Corny, but yes. I'll allow it.
As corny as it gets, right? Airbud, like, come on. Not only did Airbud become a great basketball player, but now he's the golden receiver.
See, I don't know if all of his sporting exploits after the first one.
Let's see how many.
Did he play hockey?
How many Airbud movies?
He did a lot of things.
Okay, good for him.
He thinks he's Dion.
Holy crap!
What?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold on. 6. 12. There's 12 of them, dude.
What? That was a big jump.
I counted the top row, so and then
quick.
it was 6 and 6, so I just did math.
You lost me so
quick. You got Air Bud Golden Receiver, Air Bud World Pup, Airbud's seventh inning fetch.
Okay, that's
Airbud spikes back. It's a volleyball one.
I like it.
All right.
Air Buddies, Snow Buddies, Space Buddies, Santa Buddies, Spooky Buddies, Treasure Buddies, and Super Buddies.
I do know Santa Buddies. Brandon watched that.
I hate that.
I hate it too.
It's miserable. I can't do it.
You lost me real quick. A good friend of mine says everything is pro wrestling. And this is true, Kevin Hagelin and Corey Majors. College game day. You were talking about it earlier in the show. They were in Dublin, Ireland, and they had their setup. They were doing their picks, and their celebrity guest was Sheamus of the WWE. And apparently he's the only one who knows ball, because this is him making his pick.
Listen, this country.
This guy. I mean, this guy.
I love this guy. Let me hear you loud. This country is built on underdog stories, and Georgia Tech are an underdog, and we have a Kerry man doing what you used to do, punting for Georgia Tech. I gotta go for Georgia Tech. I wouldn't be that back in the country if I didn't pick Georgia Tech.
The only person on the panel to select
Sheamus.
Georgia Tech, and he got booed for it by his own country.
Sometimes being right is not always popular.
Did he walk around dunking on everybody afterwards? Was he just like,
Oh yeah, he was handing out pints of Guinness and having a great time, man.
It's a good day right there.
It feels very much like the folks who post their big time gambling receipt after the fact, and you're like, you post that ahead of time, so you weren't too sure, and then you never post your losing slips. Like, I appreciate you need to brag.
You see what happens every time Drake posts his before the game actually happens. Usually
the other side.
Yeah.
By the way, Jake on Twitter messaged us, Kevin, and said, you guys are kidding yourself if you believe our canned tuna is dolphin free. So I just wanted to let you know.
What?
That's become...
Nobody has ever said that sentence in the history
There's dolphin
of
in canned tuna?
I think sometimes they're just like, just throw it on in there, dude.
That feels like that would be more expensive. To get dolphin meat processed as opposed to tuna.
You could probably convince me some fast food places' value menus is made of that. We're being honest.
Man.
Last thing for you, fellas. If you missed the Twitter announcement, I guess, Reginald Atatula is not here anymore. I don't know if you couldn't tell.
I knew that.
You know, there was a day we talked about that.
Yeah, that did happen. And you're stuck with me now. I'll be here full time Monday through Friday.
Oh!
Yes!
So... There you have it. That's my time.
So you're our producer now?
Yeah.
I feel like we kind of buried the lead on that one.
Over under.
3 months.
Oh, man.
Oh, oh, oh.
I was going to set F5.
Well, Reggie was like the longest one, right? Like 6 years, maybe.
True.
Something like that.
So if Alec lasts a long time, he'll just join up with Parker and Reggie and all of our other long-lasting producers who all go and work together. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Congratulations, Alec, for real.
Thanks.
Right here. On 105.3 The Fan.
We got some cuts.
Who got cut?
We'll talk about it next on the C Block.
Are these going to hurt?
Couple of them.
Oh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.